Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Former President Donald Trump says the FBI has searched his Mar-a-Lago club and residence in Florida. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, the action marks a significant investigative step into the ex-president.
Trump says in a statement that a large group of FBI agents conducted what he called an unannounced raid on his home at Mar-a-Lago. He says the agents even broke into his safe, and he claims he is being persecuted. The Justice Department and FBI declined to comment, although the department is known to be investigating the possible mishandling of classified information by Trump after top-secret papers were found earlier this year at Mar-a-Lago. In order to carry out Monday's search, agents would have had to demonstrate to a federal magistrate judge that there was probable cause to believe that a crime had been committed and that evidence of that crime was at that specific location. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
A federal judge has sentenced three white Georgia men who murdered black jogger Ahmaud Arbery. Greg McMichael and his son Travis received another life sentence for chasing and killing Arbery, while their neighbor William Bryan received a 35-year sentence. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper, was pleased with the outcome of the latest trial.
At this point, it is what it is. They did what they did, and now they have to pay for whatever they've done.
The defendants were tried on state and federal hate crimes charges. The Pentagon has announced another $1 billion in military aid for Ukraine, one of the largest single packages to date. As NPR's Greg Myru reports, this comes as fighting escalates in southern Ukraine.
The latest U.S. package includes a wide range of ammunition for the most powerful and effective weapons the Americans have already sent to Ukraine. The Pentagon says the ammunition is for howitzers, anti-aircraft systems, and the recently delivered artillery systems known as HIMARS. All this reflects the heavy daily use of rockets and artillery in a war now in its sixth month. The announcement comes as Ukraine has stepped up operations in the south in an effort to reclaim territory taken by Russia early in the war. This pledge brings the Biden administration's military aid to Ukraine to nearly $10 billion. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Taiwan's foreign minister says that China aims to annex the island and seize control of the East and South China Seas. Joseph Wu made the remark today as Taiwan began live-fire military drills in response to ongoing Chinese exercises in the region. Beijing has sent military ships and planes across the midline of the Taiwan Strait. It says the action was prompted by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan last week. China considers the self-governed island to be a part of its territory. U.S. futures are mixed in after-hours trading. This is NPR News. President Biden has announced additional federal aid for eastern Kentucky after visiting the flood-ravaged region on Monday. At least 37 deaths there are blamed on back-to-back storms, and the forecast calls for more severe weather this week. The McKinney Fire in Yreka, California, near the Oregon border, has claimed another life. The latest victim was a fire lookout for the U.S. Forest Service. The agency says she died in her home. The McKinney blaze has consumed over 60,000 acres. It is 55% contained. Experts in France are trying to save a beluga whale that strayed into the Seine River. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that the whale's chances of survival are diminishing daily.
The beluga is extremely malnourished. Lamia Edsamalali with animal protection group Sea Shepherd told French TV the whale stopped eating a while ago. His state of malnourishment is the result of several weeks or even months of not eating, she said, so he's clearly ill. Sea Shepherd injected the whale with a vitamin-infused dart to entice it to eat the calamari, herring, and trout they're trying to feed it. Authorities have also blocked the whale from continuing toward Paris by closing locks on the river. Their hope is to turn the whale around to swim back out to sea. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Noirmoutier, France.
Again, U.S. futures are mostly higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed, up a fraction in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.